The thunder rumbled closer. "Come," Ari said with urgency. "We must try to reach shelter before the storm breaks." Without another word, he hoisted Reyna onto his back. "Do you know how to swim?" he asked Tasha above the howl of the wind. "Yes, I have swum since I was a child the age of Reyna." "Good," he said, "because the water is deep in the middle and the current is strong from the first of the spring rains." He handed her a long leather strap with a loop on each end. "Hook this around my belt and fasten the other loop around your left arm. It will help to keep us together. Now, little one," he said to Reyna, "hold on tight and don't let go." Ari picked up a short length of log and handed it to Tasha. "Use this to help you stay afloat." He picked up another one for himself and plunged into the river. Tasha gasped as she stepped into the icy water. The current swirled around her, nearly knocking her off her feet. She twisted the strap more tightly around her wrist and walked forward. Long before they reached the middle, it seemed, she could no longer keep her footing on the bottom. She kicked her feet and pushed the log ahead of her. Her skirts and the pack on her back kept trying to drag her down. A sudden rush of water caught the log and wrenched it from her grasp. Calling on reserves she did not know she had, she swam, keeping her eyes always on the dark shape of Ari ahead of her. Finally, she saw him stand. Reaching down with her feet, she felt the sandy bottom of the riverbed. Stumbling forward, her legs and feet numb with cold, she grasped the strap with both hands and allowed Ari to pull her the rest of the way. Her wrist was bleeding where the strap had cut into it, and her hand was numb. She unwound the leather. The rush of blood to her cold hand nearly made her sob with pain. She bit her lip until she could taste blood to keep from crying out. But already Ari was striding forward, his head bowed in fatigue, his steps urgent. She groped after him, making her way by the flashes of lightning. She half wished that they were still bound together by the leather strap. That would be better than being lost in these woods. Once she did lose him and stopped, not knowing which way to go. There was a streak of lightning, followed by a clap of thunder.
"Tasha!"
It was Reyna's voice, there, ahead and to the right.
"Tasha, where are you?"
Tasha pushed her way through the undergrowth to find Ari waiting, resting for a minute on a fallen log, Reyna clinging to his arm.